This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com and be sure to subscribe. This is the last week it's available on our daily podcast subscription.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hipworms, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
3 ball 4 hours live of the Men's Room radio program. Download the radio.com app. Our question: who was the rule breaker and what rule or law did they break? 844-999-OLA.
We have someone who just sounds like a rule breaker. Hello, Ray Ray. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Ray Ray, did you break a rule or a law?
I broke a law.
All right.
I went to prison.
What'd you do?
Should we guess? Law? Should we guess the reason? I'll say you raped a goat.
I broke in somebody's house, being dumb. I was on meth. Broke in somebody's house, stole some stuff, and then I went to prison. And while I went to prison, I got stabbed in the neck and almost died.
Damn! Why did you get stabbed in the neck?
Well, I had a crazy celly who told me that God told me a week before he stabbed me that God said he should kill me. I said whatever.
You said whatever.
A week later, I said whatever. A week later, he told me I talked too much, and God said he should kill me again. I said whatever. 2 days later, I'm sitting on the crapper going to the bathroom. This dude comes up and breaks the fluorescent light bulb over my head and stabs it in my neck.
Now, isn't the rule, though, granted, don't stab someone in the neck and try to kill them. I understand that. But don't you think the rule should be to never interrupt a man while he's using the bathroom?
Well, it depends, because God
very
told
true.
Him to
you
do
should
it.
Never interrupt a man while he's using the bathroom.
I think that is the rule first, before the stabbing into the neck. That needs to be established. That way, if you were to get up and take care of business and you're done then, and then he wants to stab you in the neck, still bad. But the idea,
because
I feel like you're defenseless when you're on the toilet, and that should be the one place in life where you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, generally, I'm not prepared
that's
to defend myself.
True.
You know what I mean?
Wait, how long was this guy
generally,
your cellmate?
But it's prison.
Before he stabbed you in the neck?
He was in prison for actually stabbing somebody.
Oh, all right, so he's doing that. So he's a professional. Now, Ray Ray, did you get out of jail?
I did not get out of prison. Now, I had to name Ray Ray the Shark.
Ray Ray the Shark.
Okay.
They
called me Ray Ray the Shark. And when the cops came to the door, I had to lie to the cops and tell them I stabbed myself in the neck, because if I didn't lie to them, I would be known as a rat and I'd be a bad guy.
Yeah, but
so
you got
I lied
stabbed.
To the cops and told them I stabbed myself.
Now, hold on. So
are you a rat when your crazy cellmate
tries to kill
you in the neck when you're pooping?
I think that, I don't know that people are going to really necessarily judge you if you said, hey, that guy tried to stab me in the neck. Huh.
Oh, they judge me.
Is there a line that you can cross where it's acceptable to go and tell a corrections officer that something has happened?
Because getting stabbed in the neck apparently does not qualify.
No, you get in trouble no matter what. If you go tell on somebody, then you're going to get beat up every time they see you.
What if I just report that he interrupted me trying to poop?
I don't know. You're probably still going to get in trouble.
Now, how long were you in there for, Ray Ray?
The first time it was 24 months. The second time it was 18 months. And now I'm clean and sober. I have 6 months clean off meth today.
All right. Good for you. That's very cool. And the good news is, if you get in trouble again, it seems that the sentence goes less. So I would think, like, I'm a second-time offender. You know what I mean? I got 24 the first time. Now they only give me 18, 16.
So if you go back, it'd be 12.
Third time, maybe 12, 9. You don't know.
If you keep committing,
Oregon, though. I don't know about Washington. I don't get in trouble in Washington.
I think that's a pretty interesting way of doing sentences.
Eventually, they just stop even arresting.
Right, exactly.
Oh, it's Ray Ray.
Oh, this is his third murder. That means he only has to do 1 year. He had to do five, then three, now one. Bonus on your fourth one, you get 3 months off.
Look, I know nobody likes a rat, but are you being a rat when a man tries to kill you when you're pooping? It's one thing. I feel like you're a rat if you see someone doing something that does not involve you, right? But like, hey, man, this dude just tried to kill me. I'm not trying to be a rat, but
you're
I got to live with the guy.
You're also warning
my cellmate.
You're also warning everybody else there that this guy does have the potential to believe that you are the Antichrist and stab you in the neck.
Yeah, but again, it's just a different environment because then everybody else might attack you.
I know. That just kind of sucks, man.
Well,
I mean, maybe
prison does.
You know, that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Who was the rule breaker and what rule or law did they break? 844-999.
Like, Miles is right. You shouldn't attack somebody with a pooping. He stabbed somebody in the neck with a light bulb. Like, this guy doesn't follow any rules.
And if I'm in prison and I got to attack someone, I'm probably going to wait until they're pooping. I feel like that's my best shot.
Yeah.
Ah. Look, there's a dude, like, you know it's going to go down sooner or later, right? It's just one of those things. Homie's looking for you. It's going to happen. Like, Miles, he's pooping. This is your best opportunity because he's going to kill you otherwise.
That's why you never push a porta potty door side down when someone is using one. Ever.
Or just don't push him over in general.
Who is the rule breaker?
Door side down. How about don't tip it when somebody's in there?
But if you're going to, door side down is much funnier.
I don't say you do it, but
no Mountaineers.
Because you can't get out. If that were to happen.
Is that good advice? You be the judge.
If you are the tipper. Who was the rule breaker and what rule or law did they break? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Sparky. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, first thing, long-time listener, first-time caller, I wanted to thank you guys for always making my ride home from work a little bit easier and a little bit more durable.
Oh, cool. Right
on, Margie. We appreciate that, man.
All right. So, the law that I did break, this was about 3 years ago. I was a pretty heavy pot smoker at the time, and my girlfriend and I were accompanying my mother down to visit her father in California. We made it to SeaTac Airport, and our bright idea to get weed from Washington to California was to put it in a bunch of brownies. So we made a whole batch of brownies, we wrapped it in saran wrap and put it in a plastic container and froze them to try and help mask the smell a little bit. And by the time we got to the airport, they had started to thaw a little bit, and you could start smelling the weed coming out of my backpack. And my bag got selected for a second security check, and I'm thinking, oh crap, here we go. I'm going to get caught with a bunch of weed brownies in my backpack. They search my bag and say, okay, you're good to go. And I'm sweating bullets because I was completely stoned going through security, and my girlfriend was visibly sweating. She was scared as well, thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to get arrested. And we made it through, and we made it through TSA all the way down to California with our brownies. During our week trip down there, we were able to consume them all and have none on the return.
Oh, he's gone.
Back in the same,
we
same
got you.
Backpack to, what's that?
No, we just lost you for a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, on the we consumed all the brownies so that there are none for the return trip, but on the way back, I was repacking that same backpack, and I emptied it out. In the bottom, I felt something kind of weird underneath the fabric, and turns out there was a pocket for a umbrella underneath the backpack, and my girlfriend had put a spare set of keys with a can of mace in that pocket, and I pulled it out, and I was like, hey, do you recognize what this is? She goes, oh my gosh, that's the mace that I have for walking through the parking lots in the morning, stuff like that. And I was like, we made it through security with not only pot brownies, but a can of mace. And so that ended up getting put back in our checked luggage on the flight back. But the flight down was a little bit more eye-opening after realizing that.
Well, I feel more secure. We missed the mace and the weed. You know, good God, man. I always get pulled for the, this is the random check. I'm like, it's not random. It happens 100% of the time. And I used to pitch a bitch about it. And Ted, you were the first person who was honest with me. You said, dude, you look like a terrorist. I'm like, okay. I mean,
yeah.
If that's what it is, I can live with that. I can live with that.
It's funny. I haven't had a random check since I got off probation.
Isn't that amazing? It's weird. When we first moved to Seattle, one thing that does not happen a lot, we didn't give it a lot of thought. Most people don't buy one-way tickets. We also looked really crappy at the time. So as we're going through the TSA, the guy's like, says, here, it's a one-way ticket. I'm like, well, sure. Why are you going to Seattle? So we just got hired for a job. And he's looking at me like, you do not look employable. But he keeps saying, what is going to be your residence? And keep in mind, at the time, we didn't know. So I'm like, I don't know. Where is the building located of the employment? I don't know. My answer to everything was, I don't know. I'm getting a little testy. I'm a little nervous. But, like, I realize why he's suspicious. But I have no answers. And he just can't believe. So anyway, finally, he lets me go. And I want to say, Ted, he looked at you and just said, are you with him? You said, like, just go.
Right.
Just go. I didn't want to do with it. But I get it. One-way tickets always raise suspicion.
Yeah, but yeah. But in all fairness, the best one I've ever seen, we went down to the Super Bowl, and we are flying out of Mississippi. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, Steve and I look like complete ass. We look hungover because
we have been partying, yes.
We have been partying. We're going to get on this plane. My wife and our friend are dressed to the nines.
Mm-hmm.
They look really nice. They look all like right. They're, you know, ready to travel.
Sure.
Had that professional look to them. They pulled both of them aside and let us walk through.
Which was amazing.
It was one of the greatest.
We were so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom got her hand swiped once going up to the gate.
Your mom?
Yeah, I just kind of laughed.
Your mom.
They pulled her aside.
Yeah.
Your mother could be a drug mule. I wouldn't believe it.
But
like,
I know.
So we found 12 pounds of cocaine in a rectum. I don't believe it was hers. Nothing about your mother looks like, you know, anything.
There had to be a profile of somebody doing something bad.
Or maybe that one was just random. I don't know. I mean, that's the only defense I'll say, that sometimes it is just random, because I'm just like, you know me. What would you have on you?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't have anything on me? Like, why are you still nervous? I'm just giving you crap.
I think they probably pulled your mother aside just so the people that really want to check, people like me, feel like it's random.
And yeah, right.
Pull the nice old lady aside. Right. Be no right. Damn right. I got anything
well,
on.
It is. And by the way, even though you don't have anything on you, that is always nerve wracking.
That's what I was going to say.
Swiping your palms.
When the woman swabbed my hand, she said, "Sir," and again, it was random. We'd like to swab your hand, and I'm like, "Why?" She's like, "Sir, we just want to swab your hand." I'm like, "I'm not trying to be difficult, but being that we pay for all of this, I'm just asking why. I got to let you swab it." But why? We're checking for bomb-making materials. What I said is, thank God, I thought you were looking for drugs. The people around me laughed. She did not find it funny. Don't crack that joke.
No. Mm. Well, she was actually not bad, too. That was a Denver airport. They were.
She was fine. I'm like,
we were traveling somewhere at one point in time, and Steve and I had some incredibly strong edibles. And I mean, so much so that our breath just reeked of weed.
Oh, yeah.
And they were potent, like potent the fact that they affected me. I was and I didn't have anything on me or anything like that. But I mean, you just go through security like, oh, God,
mm-hmm.
Oh, God, they're going to find
they
it.
They know we're high.
They know we're it's like being on mushrooms. They know we're on mushrooms.
Just run.
Don't leave me, man. You are listening to the Venture Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
If you are just joining us or you missed a show, all episodes of the Men's Room are available on radio.com. Now time for a few of your emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
This one says, hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
It's my friend Mackenzie's birthday tomorrow, which I know is a Saturday. But I know you'll read this out loud anyway. Plus, it's Mike's fiance, so she deserves this minor exception.
But you don't get Mike.
That's from Mike. Emily, who works for the health department. I don't.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you not know how the rules here?
You know the rules.
I know the rules. That's why I didn't send in the email. I know the rules.
No, but why would her friend say that she should get an exception? You told me yesterday.
If it was your birthday tomorrow, we wouldn't get an exception.
I've met her before, and she seems nice, but I know she's a horrible person. One, she's vegan. Two, she likes Christmas music. Three,
what was the other thing?
She likes Peppa frickin' Pig. All right? And now we're supposed to make an exception.
I'm not the one that is asking you guys to make the exception. It's your friend that is trying to make the exception.
So
you
what
not
you're saying,
I followed the rules.
So what you're saying, though, you won't even defend your own fiance.
I'm
Mike, you're saying
my fiance
all
is
the
not
way
a factor
around
in this.
Yeah,
not,
she is.
It's her
she's
friend
the
that's
focal
the
focal point.
No. She's the focal point, but she is not the factor here. She's not the one breaking the rules. It's her friend Emily that's
we
breaking the rules.
The whole
you don't
day.
Think she told her friend Emily, hey, yeah. send this in on my behalf.
Oh, dang,
and watch my fiance defend me against these guys.
We spent the entire show all of our work for the last 24 hours working and talking and thinking about rule breakers. Your fiance's friend Emily is in fact a rule breaker.
Correct.
But by you allowing this to happen, you are in fact trying to break the rules yourself.
And the fact that you won't even defend her honor, you're disgusting.
If I intercepted that email, I would have. I would have not.
It was sent to all of us.
Mike, right. You have a part in this. This is like a conspiracy. I believe what they call that RICO. You're involved.
Yeah.
The only reason they think she might get an exception is specifically because she is your fiance.
That's right.
I can't help that I am just a crime by association.
Our rule is simply this. It has to be the day of your birthday for us to wish you a birthday request.
Even Emily. If you marry Mike, who won't defend you.
We don't give an F about your dog,
nope.
how old they are. We don't care if you've been listening from the very beginning and you're celebrating a birthday week or a birthday month. We only wish you a birthday wish on your birthday.
Now, the good news is next year is a leap year, so we can, in fact, say happy birthday on the Monday birthday.
Okay.
There we go.
Also, we move on to actual birthday.
Oh, there we go.
Miles, don't forget, we don't care about your anniversary either.
No, we don't.
We really don't.
No,
I mean,
we
we're happy for
we
you.
We do one thing and one thing only. We do birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Guys, we want to wish our son Axel a happy sixth birthday. We're so proud of him. How about a little pep talk from Coach Ted about how awesome kindergarten is? Thanks, guys. That from the proud mom and dad.
Axel, I'm not going to lie to you. I miss kindergarten. Get in there, son. The naps, the snacks, the reading of books to other people to you. Enjoy kindergarten, son. You'll love it.
The lack of homework.
Like, if there's a grade I'd do over, it's kindergarten.
Man, I forgot how good it was until my kids went to kindergarten, and they just espoused the greatness of it.
Yes, Miles, you're correct. Axel is a sweet child of mine.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for the assist.
Does he take the night train to school?
Oh, I was trying to figure out a way. Like, some of the name of their songs, like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to make that joke.
Now, let's get, we know it's around Thanksgiving. Don't let the cold November rain bother you.
Yeah, and Axel, the first day you go into kindergarten, you got to look the whole class in the eye and go, welcome to the jungle.
You know where you are.
You know where you are.
You're going to die.
The kindergarten jungle.
Teachers will love it.
So. Yeah. Hopefully your teacher's cool. That's a kindergarten teacher. Of course she's cool.
Guys, I want to wish our daughter Cece a very happy birthday with a Suck It Up cupcake. And the Disney characters talking about getting her gallbladder removed. Thanks, guys, for all the hard works and the laughs. That from Gonzo.
So, how old? Suck It Up cupcake?
We don't know.
Well, gosh, the last time I knew somebody had a gallbladder removed, they woke up in a nice bath in Mexico.
I'm not even sure mice have gallbladders or what it does, but sounds like a bad surgery. Good luck.
Bitches, how are you, please?
What does the gallbladder do?
It's true.
I'm not sure.
I know the
in other animals,
deliver.
It's very, very, very valuable.
Right, but I mean, what does it do for it? I know you want it if you can keep it. I know some people, but you can't need it too much if they can take it
away. It's tasty. That's what we know. We know that orcas go up and they ram great white sharks and they gut them just to eat their gallbladder. We know that hunters in California illegally kill golden bears and brown bears for their gallbladder. Now, granted, they ship that off to China for some crap, but either way.
What is it about the gallbladder?
The gallbladder stores bile produced by the liver.
Oh, all right.
So now where does their bile go?
What's that?
Where does their bile go? They're taking your gallbladder. Now where does the bile go?
You don't have it if they take your gallbladder.
So it produces the bile. Well, no,
no.
It stores the bile.
It. Man, let's just
the liver makes the bile, the gallbladder stores it. But now you've taken the storage away, your liver's going to keep making
bile.
You
just don't have a storage unit. You got to get rid of your stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Please wish my beautiful daughter, Skylar, a very happy birthday. She is 14 years old in the light of my life. How about an original face sandwich, a couple of thrills gets, and Coach Ted encouraged her to kick the rest of the eighth grade's butt. Thanks, you guys. That from the lovely Lindsay.
Fish sandwich.
Kick. Kick.
Skylar. Kick. You never know when he's done with those gifts. Skylar, good luck in eighth grade. I think your mom, Lindsay's trying to play a little joke on old Coach here. Everybody knows Coach went to eighth grade twice.
He loved it that much.
So I don't have the best advice on how to pass the eighth grade.
You should have the best advice.
I'd say do your homework. That probably would have helped the first time. Do some homework, you know, stuff like that. Maybe go.
You know, solid advice.
All of you people, I want to wish my son, Gershon, a happy 14th birthday. Great kid, good in school, and always helps me out when asked. I love you, buddy. Can I get an oh, look out, an owl hitting the window, and a suck it up cupcake. Thanks, guys. You rock that from look Evan. Out.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
I want to wish my girlfriend, Cynthia, a happy 24th birthday. She'd helped me to be a better man than I was about a year ago. Got her hooked on your program, and she and I have had talks on certain topics you gentlemen talk about all the time. Here's to you, babe. She would love to hear some of Thrill's gets with some turtle wax and maybe Wobbin wishing her happy birthday in German. Keep on rocking and stay beautiful. That from Brett.
Ja. Aber ein schöner Geburtstag und mach es ganz nass.
That's a terrible thing to say. Mm-hmm. That's awful.
Gentlemen and women. Today is my friend Jake's 27th trip around the incandescent plasma ball. He's an awesome dude and great guy that can always make you laugh. Can he get a big old Leroy Jenkins, the bagel shop guy with shutting your mouth, and Coach Ted giving him a pep talk about preparing for what his fiance Vanessa is probably going to do to him tonight. Thanks, guys. That from Gurr, the Red Bull guy.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Shut your mouth!
Got a stroke. Did you know that, Coach Ted? The bagel shop guy had a stroke.
Yeah. He's not high stressed at all.
Who would have thought that, right?
Tell you what, son. It's your birthday. Vanessa's coming over. Now, I believe she's your fiance. So this seems like the kind of night where you both get to have fun while watching TV at the same time. Do the math. Second of all...
You're both facing the television.
You're both facing the television. And you never know. It's your birthday. Things might be open.
Oh, wow.
Like a late night menu?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that, yeah.
Hey, maybe it's one of those late night happy hours.
Yeah. Go to the dining and entertainment district. You'd be surprised what's open late night.
Yeah.
We call that going Gucci.
All of it, Jola's, my two favorite things in the whole world are the men's room and the Howard Stern radio show. Can I please get a cut that bitch off? And I would love to hear the dirty German saying anything about the Howard Stern show and Wobbin's brown mounds. Peace and love, guys. That from Daryl.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Yeah, the Howard Stern show used to be on before our show years and years and years ago. And we knew he was big time because he would not play commercials until the end of the show. And then 45-minute commercial break. And we thought to ourselves, I wish we could do that.
Chance's man was a genius, taking off every Friday.
Yeah.
Summertime, he loved it.
Ja, meine braune Sachen, du kannst nicht anfassen.
I wish I spoke German today.
He was talking about Robin's brown mounds. He's talking about the other Robin.
Yeah, it took me a second.
I thought he was going to joke about our Robin.
I was confused. I don't have...
I don't believe the brown part. With our Robin.
That's fair.
That's why I pictured you with a black woman's breast.
I know. I was confused for a second. I didn't catch that part.
Okay.
Yes, the Sorry. Other Robin.
Either
yes.
Cacabacholas. Guys, let's see here. A week closer to stuffing our turkey with Men's Room Red. You got to try it if you haven't. Look up a beer can chicken on Google. Same concept, but you'll have to modify how you do it since aluminum isn't good for you to ingest. But either way, look, if you do, I have one of those little, it's a beer can ceramic kind of thing that you put your own beer in.
Yeah.
I have done it with Men's Room, and it is fantastic.
You made a beer can turkey once. It was delicious.
I'm making it this year.
Nice.
Anyway, guys, today is my 35th birthday, and I know my wife is going to email in, so here's another trip around the sun for me. Got to let Ted know beforehand so he's prepared. So how about Turtle Wax and the Coach Ted Smith? Maybe either doing that from TV Time with Ted and a little Coach Ted. Thanks, guys. And Wobbin, that from Metalhead Mike.
Which does he want?
He wants the, and then the coach.
So let me give you a quick update on coaching, all right? What you did right there was asking a player to play before he's ready. Now, I didn't know I could get the sound effect out. I'm not sure. Coach wasn't ready. The sound effect wasn't ready. Son, you just got to wait for TV time with Ted. It's going to be awesome. You're going
to love it. What happened to the next man up?
Is that how I'm running on my team?
Our player gets injured.
We're done.
10 men on the field.
Done.
Patello's Belated Craig, congratulations on your 3,000th show. I've been listening since the early 1900s. Could you please congratulate my awesome wife, Marina, on her 41st trip around the Ball of Fire? We have two great kids that sometimes drive her crazy, but she still loves them. So how about a barbershop quartet face sandwich and the Dirty Germans talking about quality assurance inspectors? Enjoy the show. That from Will.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish. Sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night, and at night.
Yeah, tonight I plan on doing a quality inspection of your marina.
Yeah, generally this quality inspection involves a dipstick.
Yeah, made of meat.
Yeah. So you know what? Yes, this one's okay. I don't know. Why did I? You guys didn't notice. I still went.
Yeah.
There's no reason to stress right now.
Yeah.
Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Today is my 48th birthday, and I know that no one will email in for me, so here I am. I recently started having hot flashes, guys, so it'd be funny if I heard something about that from the Dirty Germans. Thanks, guys. That from Kara.
Yeah, the hot flash that I will give you will probably hit you in the forehead.
That sounds like the night for two hot flashes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you're having the hot flashes.
The hot flash, you know, sounds sexy, but I think it's terrible.
Yeah, hot flash, it's like a pawn of a superhero.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm hungover, I have this hot flash.
I'm not an ugly flash, I'm the hot flash.
Yeah, I'm also toilet sweaty.
Did you say toilet sweaty?
Yeah, it's the worst place to sweat.
Yeah, that's just not sexy. Toilet sweaty.
Yeah.
Guys, want to give a shout to my grandpa, Thomas. Happy birthday. He's been on the groove of this earth 67 years, and he always comes home and tells the family all the bad jokes from bad jokes when you guys do them. So, can I get a fish sandwich, a cut that bitch off, and some Dirty Germans talking about the Oregon State Beavers? Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I do not know necessarily about the Oregon State, but I am a fan of beavers.
Yeah, these beavers are awesome. Once a year, they play the ducks in the battles they call the Civil War.
Why do they call it the Civil War if you think the beavers are and the ducks are fighting?
Yeah, is who?
It's about space and the river.
That makes sense.
Yeah, these ducks, they're from Eugene. It's on this river, and it goes down to Corvallis. And so these beavers go, enough, duck!
They say, damn you.
Actually, Corvallis is a lovely little town.
And the ducks say, duck you.
I don't know how we missed it. I never pronounced her name correctly. Did I miss it? Mike, help me out here. She's been a listener forever. It starts with a Z. There's an H.
Oh, Jean.
Jean.
Yeah. Oh, is it her birthday today? I forgot to print that
up. We got
to
make sure we say happy birthday to her.
She's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give her your penis is too small for her boyfriend.
Hashtag good advice.
Jean there. Okay. Let's see. All righty. Here you go, guys.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you,
Yaz and Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Couple extras here real quick, guys, from a big dummy. Miles is right. That's why I'm reading this email. Let me read that again. The subject, Miles was correct.
About?
A group of baboons is a troop, not a congress. I think someone was joking with us.
How did that start again?
Miles was correct.
I'll take things he doesn't hear at home, Alex, for 200.
Exactly.
Or anywhere.
No, that's what I'm saying. Some reason I read that. Do you think I correct Big Dummy or care?
I have a couple friends, whenever they say, like, all right, Ted, you're right, I always go, can you say it again?
So, yeah, a little louder.
Thank you. Everybody in the restaurant can hear it.
Oh, what I got here. I got us back in the 1980s working on a mine in the Sierras. My family made giant bear burritos for the town picnic. Two of our friends, who were both about the size of the bear, ended up in a fist fight over the last burrito. The fight lasted over 5 minutes. I stopped the fight by cutting the last burrito in half of them. True story. That from Jack Harp Jr. Good and Lord. One more on the subject of dumb reasons to get into a fight. Fellow seventh grader threatened to beat me up because her father was running against my father for port commissioner in a town of 3,000. Because we're both girls, we apologized to each other the next day and hugged. Women are so much more civilized than guys. All right, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog. Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
One.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
Two.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet where he had his duck sucked by a dog.
The duck.
He
did not curse.
We gave that to you.
And now.
It just made us
everyone's
uncomfortable.
Favorite daytime game show.
Oh, my God.
Where one person wins $325,000. And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
All right,
FCC.
So tired. What a late night we had last night.
Usually, when we just drink straight bleach, it helps us stay awake, but not so much.
Man, oh, man, we really came up with some great tongue twisters. By the way, we will add those to You versus the FCC. If you download the Men's Room app there, we've got a little You versus the FCC. So you can play at home and with your friends and bars and everything else. But lo and behold, we came in here today, and wouldn't you know it, listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
If I had known that, I would have gone to bed so much
And
earlier.
You know what we say, listeners come first.
We say that all the time in
sure
any
do.
Circumstance.
That's absolutely the correct way to do it. So today, our Ted versus the FCC comes from Derek, and his Ted versus the FCC submission goes something like this. Twyla squats to twirl her taut curly locks. Twirly, curly, taut locks caught on Twyla's top while gawking at clock. So twirling Twyla fought and unlocks that taut, curly lock.
Jeez, man.
The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is you have to read that one time through and then three times fast.
Twyla squats to twirl her taut, curly locks. Twirly, curly, taut locks caught in Twyla's top while gawking at clock. So twirling Twyla fought and unlocks taut curly locks.
Three times fast.
Twyla squats to twirl her taut curly locks. Twirly curly taut locks caught in Twyla's top while gawking at a clock. So twirling Twyla fought and unlocks taut curly locks.
One.
Twyla squats and twirls her taut curly locks. Gawking's a weird word.
It is.
That's not the problem, however.
Exactly.
Yeah, the C slid over.
I've never even said it the way you said it, but that was bad.
One for the loss column, and Ted versus the FCC. Play You versus the FCC. Download the Men's Room app right now. It is brand new, and it is absolutely free. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad jokes. Call now with your bad jokes. 844-999-OLA. Email those bad jokes to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. But first, to ensure the bad jokes last for generations to come, we first must bring you these rules.
This is the official Men's Room bad jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood. And what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the Men's Room proudly brings you Bad Jokes.
Mike Hawk here to kick off the bad jokes.
What is the difference between red and green?
What is the difference between red and green?
Apparently nothing if you're on a bicycle.
Is that a mic joke, or was that a professional rider joke?
That was a professional rider joke.
I know. Why? He hates those bicyclists, though.
Why did the blind man fall into the well?
Does this have something to do with me?
Because he couldn't see that well.
Stand up again, Miles.
Why did the blind man fall into the well?
Because Mike Hawk tripped him.
Yeah. Oh, on a bus, yeah. Hello, Ty. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So why is everyone in Athens afraid of sunrise?
Say that again.
Why is everyone in Athens afraid of sunrise?
Why is everyone in Athens afraid of the sunrise?
Because dogs jump on Greece.
Don't stuff on Greece, yeah. Why was the Mexican guy bad at archery? The Mexican guy, why was he bad at archery?
Why was the Mexican guy bad at archery?
He didn't have a habanero. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So what do you call a fish that has two knees?
A toony fish?
A toony fish.
Someone stole my antidepressants. They stole your antidepressants?
Whoever they are, sure hope they're happy.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
I love my dentist. Every year I give him a little plaque.
All right.
Not bad. Today my son asked, can I have a bookmark? And I burst into tears, 11 years old, and he still doesn't know my name is Brian.
My girlfriend broke up with me, so I stole her wheelchair. Guess who came crawling back?
My wife is really mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction, so I just packed up my stuff and write. My wife told me that for Christmas, she wanted something that could go from 0 to 200 in less than 3 seconds. I bought her a scale. Dad says, I was just listening to the radio on my way into town. Apparently an actress just died. Mom says, oh no, who? Dad says, can't remember. I think her name was Reese something. Mom says, Witherspoon? Dad, no, with a knife.
What do you call a French guy wearing sandals?
What do you call a French guy wearing sandals?
Philippe Philop.
What did the bag of chips say to the battery?
What did the bag of chips say to the battery?
I'm Frito-Lay, if you're ever ready.
Oh, hey.
Bob, do we manage to drink it time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. and the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
You know, I had a different shot set, or a different toast set up for today, but in the end, it occurred to me what we should say here on this show is a farewell to our co-worker, Michelle, who worked in promotions and has worked diligently, worked hard, and even though I think maybe she hates us, she always kept a very level head. Now, if you've ever been to one of our events, sooner or later, the event has to come to a close, and someone has to deliver the bad news, which means you have to stop drinking. Essentially, that's it. We kind of anointed her to do this on our behalf, and she hates it. She said, I hate walking on stage because I'm the fun police and everyone hates me. We said, right. That's why we want you to do it instead of us. And she very diligently has gone up, and every time you go to an event, when you hear, all right, everyone, the event's closing, no more beer sales. When you get upset, get mad at her. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she's been with us for a couple of years now. They are partying right next door. They are drinking and commiserating about her. But honest to God, man, she has put in a lot of good work. I don't know what it is. She's always had a level head. And the one thing about her, and I think most of us will agree, you're never sure if she hates your guts or not.
No. And I'm going to throw in one more. We have one of the greatest morning shows in all of radio here in Seattle, Washington. And the BJ and Mig show just celebrated 20 years on the radio in Seattle today, which, if you know anything about radio, it is a difficult job. It's hard to keep a job for any more than one contract. These guys have been doing it for 20 years, one of the best morning shows in the country, and just hats off. That is unheard of in radio, and we take our hat off to them because not only are they entertaining, they're great people, they're better friends, they're just good people in general.
Yeah, even though he's a Pats fan.
Yeah.
But this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contest online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.